Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the MIT Black Hand Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody's having a good night tonight. Hopefully you're a little bit warmer than you were the last couple of weeks, like everybody has. Shout out to Texas. I know they're catching hell more than anybody right now, dealing with the weather they're getting. So my heart and prayers go out to you guys. Stay hanging in there. Hopefully Texas will get off their stupid asses and do something to help you all. And this podcast comes to you from anchor.com for all your podcast needs. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, come next Sunday, it'll been 2 weeks since the Super Bowl 55 against the Kansas City Chiefs, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I call them. And it was not the way we thought it would turn out. To tell you the truth, it was way worse than I thought it would be. But the other way around. Now, first of all, I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. I was born at Truman Medical Center right down the street from here. And at the time, it was not called Truman, it was called General Hospital. No please, no jokes about it, because I know it's a soap opera name of the same thing. I've heard it 1,000 times, so let's move on. But I wasn't around during the first championship of this city, which was in 1971. And for 50 years, we had a lot of quarterbacks. We had a lot of good teams, had a lot of good defense and offense. Sometimes one was better than the other. And we got our ass whooped by a lot of people. I've seen a lot of teams go to the Super Bowl constantly over and over and over again. And never actually got to see the team that I grew up with go to the Super Bowl. That is until last year at Super Bowl 54. Well, this time around, it wasn't that case. Now, first of all, it takes a long, hard road to even get to the Super Bowl. We all know that. With the hustle and bustle of going to city, state to state, playing against teams that are good, not so good, worse, and coaches that could coach nobody out of a damn wet paper bag. So getting to the Super Bowl is a prize in itself, okay? Just like any sport, like the NBA has the NBA Finals, you know, the MLB has World Series, hockey, you know, Stanley Cup, and so on and so on. And it's very hard to get to those finals. There's pain, there's agony, there's breaking things, there's, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I'm not making excuses for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you that if you are a sports person like myself, you know damn well it's hard to get to any kind of championship without a few bumps and bruises. With that being said, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're a good team. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've seen in the city since Lynn Dawson. Screw the ones in between Lynn Dawson and Patrick Mahomes, except for I can't remember his name now. He plays for Washington. I'm sorry, but you know, he's good. Okay, he's a young guy. He's 25 years old. He's not an old man. But this time around, everybody had their eye on the GOAT, or as I don't like to call him that, the legend that is Tom freaking Brady. Tom Brady, you have been a pain in my ass since you snapped the first ball with the Patriots after Drew Bledsoe went down. You've been a pain in my fucking ass since then. Just want to get that out. Yes, you have 7 Super Bowls. You have 7 rings or 6 rings. I don't know how many rings you got. Don't really fucking matter. But the thing is that there's been a lot of cloudy stuff over Tom Brady over the years. And there has been people saying that, you know, when he was playing for the Patriots, especially, that the refs for the Patriots, they, you know, penalized the other team. And to tell you the truth, I kind of believe that. Because at the time, I think the only people that actually liked New England and the Patriots were people that lived in New England. Nobody else liked them. And like anybody else, anytime they played against a team that was playing against the Patriots, I was automatically for the other team. Because that's how much I really do not like Tom Brady. But anyway, here we are, Super Bowl 55. Everybody is talking it up. You know, you got the young gun against the old gun. You got the young future Hall of Famer against the future Hall of Famer. You got one team that's great and been running through people, and you got another team that's got this legendary quarterback just throwing shit and people catching it and everything. It was the most hyped Super Bowl ever, okay? And I mean, I've seen a lot of Super Bowls. I've heard a lot of, you know, negative talk about one team and good talk about the other team. And I've heard everything you can think of about teams that are playing in the Super Bowl. And everybody and their grandma had the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Not because, you know, Patrick Mahomes is a stealthy quarterback and, you know, he can throw the ball from sideways and every which way you want to think about it, whatever. Not because Travis Kelce can grab the ball from out the sky from the parking lot and shit like that. Or because Tyreek Hill can run up your ass. It was because of the quarterbacks. And it was all about Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady, as you all know, played for the Patriots, shoot me, for 20 years. Pretty much his entire career. So it was just until last year, not this past year, but the year before that, that he decided to move on from the Patriots and go to Tampa Bay, who, before this Super Bowl, had not been to the Super Bowl in, 18 years, maybe, I think it is. I can't remember. It's been a long time. And they needed somebody to throw the ball, because the guy they had, can't remember his name, save my life. That's probably why I don't. So they got this old guy. So, of course, automatically everybody's saying, oh, Tom, that's not going to go down there and make these people our Super Bowl champions. And he's an old man and everything. And I was saying that stuff, too. Because, like I said, I don't like Tom Brady. And there was all this talk about him getting hurt and everything, which actually is my motto. I'll tell you about that in a second. But, yeah, all this talk was about Tom Brady. He'll get the sixth ring, he'll get the seventh ring, he'll get the ninth ring. You know, Gronk came out of retirement to play with him. Who gives a shit? Everything else. Because it's about Tom Brady. So the Chiefs over here are like, okay, we won the championship last year. This dude, you know, he's like, in NFL year, he's like 100. And Gronk, you know, he's up there too. So there's no possible way that these two old grandpas, golden guys, are going to come in here and whoop this young team's ass. No way in hell. And everybody, especially here in Kansas City, oh my God. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was beautiful. It was beautiful last year. People were cheering. They were going to Union Station, taking pictures with the AFC Championship sign and, you know, the Chiefs World Championship sign, the parade that we had down there last year and everything. I had to go to work, so I couldn't go, but I heard about it and heard it and everything else. It was a beautiful fucking feeling. Because I got to see my team, or my hometown team, go to the Super Bowl and actually win the damn thing before I was dead. It's kind of like the Cubs the Chicago with the Cubs. No one in their right mind thought they would ever see the Chicago Cubs win a World Series until they did. It was 100+ years for them. So they got us beat. But for me, it's been 50. So I'm like, I wasn't even around for the first one. So I was happy. I was like, hey, yeah, I would admit, my right hand to God, I was not a big Chiefs fan. I lost faith in them, not to say long ago, not because I didn't like them. It's because I know they could play good, but they had the worst fucking players in the world playing for the fucking Chiefs. They had like rusty old beat up men. I mean, come on. Joe Montana. Joe Montana. Love Joe Montana Def as a player. And he played here. He got us one game away from playing in the Super Bowl. That's how good he was at his age, okay? Now, he couldn't even get us there. So I'm sitting up here like, why am I rooting for this team and they ain't rooting for themselves? We were the placemats of this league for quite some damn time, okay? And I am not ashamed to say that. And there was a running thing for me, and I've seen this, I don't know about anybody else, that the Chiefs, even as when they were sucking, could beat the best damn team in the NFL at that moment. When John Elway was still playing and throwing balls out in the open to get to the Super Bowl and everything, we whooped their ass right there in Arrowhead Stadium. They were the best team in the NFL at that time. But the worst team in the NFL, which surprisingly was the Buffalo Bills, whooped our ass so badly. They talked about it for 2 weeks. So my love for them gradually went away. I mean, I'm a Kansas City person till I'm dead. But my team, my hometown team, was not doing it. I mean, it wasn't doing it for me. You know what I'm saying? And I know all these people saying, well, you're gonna jump on back on the bandwagon and everything else. Fuck a bandwagon. Okay, I was born and raised here. I can hate the Royals. I can love the Royals. I can hate the Chiefs. I can love the Chiefs. That's what you get when you're a Kansas City, Missourian. And if they're doing bad, then damn it, I'm going to be like, y'all need to get on the ball. Seriously. But anyway, so to have a Super Bowl come here and everybody's celebrating and they got the trophy and people were hanging out in trees and everything before COVID, of course, and everything else, it was a beautiful fucking feeling. And everybody wanted that same feeling again, including the team itself. So when we walked into Tampa Bay, everybody had their eyes on the Chiefs because they're defending champions. One, Patrick Mahomes brought the team back last year in the greatest damn Super Bowl I've ever fucking seen. And after getting their ass whooped for three damn quarters. And, you know, we thought, okay, well, shit, you know, we going to do this again, which is why they said run it back. Well, we didn't run it back. We ran, but we didn't run it back. And there was a lot of stuff in that game I did not like. Mostly, the referee calling. Every time the Chiefs sneezed wrong, it was a penalty. If they scratched their ass, it was a penalty. Hey, they wake up one of the cheerleaders. Hey, how you doing? It's a penalty. They penalized them damn dudes every fucking time they grabbed the damn ball or didn't grab the ball or had the ball. Okay? Whereas the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Pirates, they ran up on us like we were some damn a fucking preschool game or some shit. And they wasn't calling shit. So here comes Mr. Pearly White, I'm all right, Tom Brady. Yes, Tom Brady, my mortal enemy on the gridiron. This man has dashed a million dreams for me. And my hate got even stronger after Super Bowl 52. I know you probably remember it. When the Atlanta Falcons were playing them in the Super Bowl. And the Atlanta Falcons were whooping their ass for two quarters in the Super Bowl. Had them down by 18 fucking points. If you can't remember. And I don't know if he went into the back room, grabbed Superman's cape or something, ate some steroids while drinking water. I don't know what the fuck happened. But the Patriots came out of that locker room and decimated the Atlanta Falcons. Whoop they ass. They are now the laughingstock of the Super Bowl age. They were. And after that, I seen red. I said, and I quote to a friend of mine, if Tom Brady, and like I said, I do not wish harm on anyone. I don't wish death. I don't wish destruction or anything. Except when it comes to Tom Brady. So I told my friend, and I told him point blank, my goal in life is to watch Tom Brady get hit so damn hard that retirement will be the only fucking thing he thinks about. I've been saying it since Super Bowl 50 fucking 2. And he has been hit. He's been knocked down. Oh, God, I broke a nail. Or whatever. No, no, no. I want him... Okay. I don't know if y'all remember 1992, when Joe Montana was still playing for the 49ers. And LT, Lawrence Taylor, for those that don't know what LT means, was playing for the New York Giants. And he knocked the hell out of Joe Montana. I mean, just like hit him from behind, ka-pow, just gone. And he's laying there like, oh man, what the hell just hit me? Joe still has nightmares about that damn hit. I know he does, because I've had one. I'm like, oh God, his mama felt that one, okay? And whether you like me or not, that's what I want for Tom Brady. Tom Brady is 43 fucking years old, okay? The man's 43. In football years, he should have been retired a long damn time ago. And he keeps coming back. And he keeps coming back. And he keeps fucking coming back. He must think he's fucking Michael Jordan. So my goal in life, as long as he's playing, is to see someone. I don't care who it is. I don't care what team it is. I don't care if I like him or not. I don't care if they have the worst record in the NFL or the best record in the NFL. There's only one thing I want to happen if they're playing against Tampa Bay, the Patriots, the Senior League. I don't give a shit. And that is to see Tom Brady get hit hard. I mean, 1970 Steelers steel curtain hard, okay? I want him to get hit so damn hard that his kids will feel that shit, okay? And I'm and like I said, I don't, you know, it's just a fact that that's just how good he is, Tom Brady, that is, okay? He's so good that somebody wants him to see him get knocked the fuck out, okay? That's when you know you're good, because everybody and the grandma that doesn't like you wants you to get hurt. I want him to get hurt. I have a banner on my phone that has a big old Ghostbusters sign around it that says, hit Tom Brady hard, hashtag, okay? So, watching this game, Super Bowl 55, wow. I was like, what in the fuck am I watching here? I thought I was watching a bad episode of Laugh-Ins. This is a Saturday Night Live sketch. It has to be. There's no possible fucking way. But see, and like I said, I'm not making excuses for the Chiefs. The Chiefs know they lost. I know they lost. The whole city knows they lost. Okay? By bullshit name calling, but that's another story. But the thing is, it's just the fact that who we lost to. We didn't lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay, as a whole. We lost to Tom fucking Brady, the old man, the grandpa, the senior citizen of the NFL, the man that should be hit by somebody in the back, in front, on the side of the side. You hit him one good time in his damn ribs, or his throwing arm, in the back of the head, anything. And like I said, I know there's percussion protocols and everything else, and that's fine. But you ain't got to hit him with your helmet. Yeah, you can just tackle him and throw his ass to the ground. You're a defensive end. That's what you're supposed to do. Keep him from being defended. So, while watching this game, and how the score went up and up and up and up again, I'm sitting here like, they're really going to lose this one. Wow. And all this hype, all the stuff they were talking about on ESPN, all these sports radios talking about, well, I think Patrick Mahomes has a good chance of whooping Tom Brady's ass and the whole team and everything else, and he's going to run up on them and everything. None of that shit happened, okay? And that was weird. So, I'm pissed, okay? I think the entire city is pissed. And rightfully so. I mean, we had a very good season. We had a good season last season, damn good season last season. And we had a good one this season. Because like I said, getting to the Super Bowl, it's hard. You got to stay healthy. You got to be able to move around with the football. You got to be able to stop people from getting to your quarterback and theirs and whatever like that. That doing that shit off and on every damn day for a whole damn season, that shit will wear you down. I don't give a damn who the hell you are. Okay? I don't give a damn if you're 25 or 45. So getting to the Super Bowl in this day and age is hard as shit right now. Okay? Some of the best damn teams I've seen in the last 5 years, okay, have not seen any parts of the Super Bowl. Okay? And getting there is almost a championship in itself because it's hard as hell. You got to get through all the teams during the regular season. Then you got to go through all the teams in the playoffs. Then you got to go through a team to get you to the damn Super Bowl. Then you got to play the person in the Super Bowl. That's a lot of damn games. And your body got to stay in shape till you do all that shit. And that's any sport, not just football. But football takes more out of you because you're using your entire body to defend or to find a way to win. That's why when most football players retire from the NFL or football period, they have bad knees, they have bad arms, they have arthritis at the age of 30, and stuff like that. And since this percussion protocol thing happened, some have bad memory losses, you know? So it's a very hard thing to get to the Super Bowl. So to win the damn thing, that's even harder because you're playing against a team that's equally better than you, better than yours, because they're in the Super Bowl with you. So by the grace of whatever damn God there is, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made it to the Super Bowl. Okay. And, you know, it's just the fact that it's a very hard job. So with the Chiefs, the way they lost was very extremely weird to me, because they're known for like being down by like 20 points or whatever and come back and whoop somebody's ass. They did it with the 49ers last year and everybody expected to do it this year. Didn't happen this year, but we did get there back to back. So that in myself is well enough for me. I don't know about the rest of the city, but that's good enough for me. They actually got there, okay? So, you know, and everybody can, all these ESPN analysts and football notice people and everything, they can say that, you know, Mahomes has lost a step and Kelce wasn't in the game and Tyreek Hill couldn't catch water and all that type of bullshit that they do after the team that loses get lost. So, yeah, it stings, it hurts, but it's the Super Bowl. They have one every damn year, and they'll have one, another one next year, okay? This time in California, of all fucking places, they ain't had one in forever. So, you know, they're just happy to be even having a Super Bowl. But the thing about it is, ladies and gentlemen, is that you can talk shit about how the Chiefs got decimated. You can talk shit about how bad they played. And you can talk shit, period, if you want to. You go right ahead. It's a free country. But mark my damn words. Patrick is just starting, okay? The man is only 25. 25. He's not even peaked yet. So, do not be surprised if you see him in another few more Super Bowls. And win them, of course. And I'm saying this. Now, I don't consider myself a bandwagon fan. I don't consider myself, hey, we won until we lose. No. I've been watching the Chiefs get their ass whooped for 30 damn years. Since Carl Peterson's lying ass got up on TV and said, oh, we're going to be in the Super Bowl in 5 years. That was 1987. And we still took us 40-some-odd years to get there. So, Carl, if you listen to this, kiss my black ass. Thank you. But see, think about this though. I was and slowly am becoming again a Chiefs fan. They are my hometown team. I cannot say I'll be wearing red because my favorite color is black, and you know. But my second favorite team is the Falcons, which is why I hate Tom Brady, because he embarrassed them. They embarrassed themselves, shot themselves in the foot. Tom Brady just came by with his cleat and put his hole through it. So my disgust with him, my, you know, dislike of him, his machismo, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I just cannot stand him. And every season since Super Bowl 52, I've only asked one thing only, is that somebody, whoever the hell that is, hit Tom Brady so damn hard that he's like, you know what, maybe it's time for me to go ahead and just retire. Go home to your wife, go home to your children, and just go away. Become an analyst back another couple years. You're already in the Super Bowl, you're already in the Hall of Fame, you already know that. You are a surefire fucking in there. Probably your first damn time. So go home. Enjoy your $50 billion chance with your $50 billion bedrooms and everything else. Let these young guys go in there and do some damage. You done your job. You took the job from Drew Bledsoe. That was your first thing. And then you went off and won 6 rings and then now a 7th. Congratulations. I don't like you. Okay. I really do not like you. And anybody that does like Tom Brady, you can run out, oh yeah, he's the GOAT, he's this, he's that, he's the greatest player in the time, blah, 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 blah. One good hit will end all that. And I've seen players that could joke and jibe and throw a football with it running and everything else. And they're all sitting on some kind of couch watching Super Bowl just like I'm doing. And they all got hit at one time. Now, none of them, I have respect for them, okay? Tom Brady, whether you like it or not, has had help in his career, especially when he was with the Patriots. I don't like Bill Belichick either. I just don't like him. that man has won, like 6 Super Bowls or 5 Super Bowls or whatever, and he still talks the same way. Oh, you know, we're just out there doing a game and really. Okay, Bill, you just won the fucking Super Bowl again, okay? Your wife is standing right here ready for you to kiss her. Were you ready to kiss her? Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that right now. Let's do that till the game's over. The game is over, Bill, okay? Stop wearing your little cutoff shorts and everything. Just, you know, enjoy it.
Oh, no, I'm like, I'm going to do that right now. I don't want to do that at all. I just want to win some more games.
I hate him. So, my take from Super Bowl 55, and that is Patrick Mahomes is still good. He's great. He'll be great. He's becoming great. Get another more years and you'll be talking about him just like I'm talking about Tom Brady. I might need to hit Patrick Mahomes and burn him. You got time. The refs got paid pretty well. They got broke off. Really, they did. Because not only did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play in their own fucking field, which has never happened, wink, wink, but they also have the same refs that they were there during the regular season. Wink, wink. Yeah, you can call me a conspiracy theory artist, whatever the hell you want to call me, but you know that shit is true. Okay, they got paid off. They got broke off. Anyway, no one has hit Tom Brady yet, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for somebody to jump over the top of their friends and just tackle his ass so hard that his grandmother feels it. Oh, God, I guess Tom got hurt. Oh, Lord, I can't feel my legs. Well, so did Tom. But either way, it was a good game. Well, it was okay. It wasn't like star-studded. It wasn't like, you know, oh my God, no water cooler stuff or whatever. No, at least not in this town. But all the drunken people in Tampa Bay, they enjoyed themselves throwing the trophy across waters and everything else like it's actual football. And, you know, Tom hitting Brady, hitting tequila like it's going out of style and stuff. you know, they loved it, you know. And then also the coach of the Tampa Bay's telling us, or telling the Kansas City Chiefs, that should say, that they ain't running back shit. They running back in their ass kicked, or whatever the hell he said. That is fine. That is great. I'm understanding that you won and you can say whatever you want to say. But that's okay though, because there's another season coming. And in that season, some other team may actually kick your ass. Because now you are the target. You are now the prey. You are now the ones that everybody and their grandma is going to try to knock off to get to the Super Bowl that you already been to. And you have a quarterback that's in, you know, Super Bowl or NFL years, is 103. And unless he stays in really good shape and keep his pearly whites in his mouth and everything like that, then maybe you'll get back there again. But the thing is, the more the seasons go by, the younger the NFL gets. Okay? They have young quarterbacks. They have young defenses. They have young offense. They have young coaches. Everything on the team is young. And Tampa Bay is dealing with a guy who is AARP status. I'm older than Tom Brady. I'm 45. I can snap a football. I can throw it to somebody. I can't take a hit no more, but yeah, you know, that's what comes with age. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. That next year, you know, your team, whether it be the Browns or the Eagles or the Falcons, wink, wink, or the Jets, well, not the Jets. The Jets, I don't know what the hell it is about the Jets, but they get worse with every year. I don't understand that. They get a quarterback, they get worse. They get a new receiver, they get worse. New defensive end, worse. And they get worse and worse with every year. I don't understand that. Maybe they just start firing people. Maybe they'll get better. I don't know. Reverse. But those teams are getting younger. And they're getting these quarterbacks from college and, you know, from NCAAs and everything else that are like in their teens compared to Tom Brady. So, you go ahead, Tampa. Enjoy your Super Bowl championship. Please enjoy it. Enjoy it so much that you'll be talking about it till next season, which starts over a brand new. And who knows? You may even see the Chiefs in there again. Never say never. Patrick has, the way he looked after that game, he looked pissed. He looked pissed. He looked like he'd been not sleeping for a while. And he looked like, I'm going to whoop somebody's ass next year. And same thing with Tyreek. Same thing with Travis. Same thing with the whole damn team. That taste of victory is great. But getting your ass whooped in the Super Bowl is the worst feeling in the whole damn world. They ain't got to tell me. I know. Even though I never played a football or in the Super Bowl. So, ladies and gentlemen, your team has another chance. And just remember, they get younger every year. So your team may have slipped this year, but next year, they could whoop everybody's ass. Hell, we could be talking about your team next year. Who the hell knows? But we all have to keep one thing in common. We have to keep this as a thread. And the one thing that we have to keep in thread is, as long as it's not Tom Brady in the fucking Super Bowl again. Please, my God. How many goddamn rings do you want? Do you want to be, let me see, who is that? God. Okay, Bill Russell. Yes, Bill fucking Russell. Bill Russell. I have respect for Bill Russell. The man has a ring for every finger and one fucking toe. Are you trying to be Bill fucking Russell? Hell no, because you would have to die first before you get any damn rings that many. There's no way in hell. No. Hell no. Brett Favre couldn't even get that many damn rings. Okay? And you see how long he played. So, count yourself lucky there, Tommy boy. Because next year could be a whole different fucking story. Your whole team could suck. Okay? Some of the receivers would be like, no, I ain't blame this motherfucker. Whatever. Okay? Teams change like people change their shoes. Okay? So, the team that you whooped last year may come back and whoop your ass even worse. Or maybe the quarterback that played against you is not there anymore. They got a new one. He's throwing stuff over behind his back and people are catching him. You never know. Okay? Now, Drew Brees, there's two quarterbacks that I hope they do not go retire, but I'm thinking they will. One of them is Drew Brees. Drew Brees, he's a damn good player. He is. The man's covered in freaking leather. I hope he doesn't, but I know 20 years with one team could be a lot, being an NFL especially. So if it does end that way, then thank you, Brees, for all the stuff that you gave us and all the hard attacks that you gave people in New Orleans. But that's okay, though, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm talking as a man that's optimistic. Yeah, I know, that's kind of strange. But, yeah, just because the season's over doesn't mean it's over for good, okay? Your team has another chance next year, and they could go all the way, or they could be worse than they were last year. But the one thing that we all have to keep in common, unless you live in Tampa Bay or fucking New England, and that is to keep Tom Brady out of the fucking Super Bowl. Anytime they even put him in the Super Bowl, he's going to have to be with the Patriots. It just kills the whole damn mood. It's like, oh, God, here we go. Oh, Tom, what the hell, man? You got 7 fucking rings, dude. 7. You can give a ring to each one of your kids that you have they ain't got yet. Go home. Eat some multi-meal or something. Damn. Let somebody else run up in there. Oh, man. God, it was like the Spurs of the fucking, like, the early 2000s. Everybody came to freaking San Antonio and was getting their ass whooped by Tim Duncan. Made me mad, man. God, LeBron, he even had to go to another team and get 2 other players to help him beat the ass. And the Boston Celtics, too, because they were on top of shit. But, yeah. So, Tom, if you're hearing this, just go home, okay? Go home. Go to the Riviera with your wife and your kids and watch them grow up. You know, walk them down the aisle. Do whatever the hell you got to do. Take them to El Pollo Loco or something. Just go home. My God. You don't have to be on top of every damn thing. You are not Michael Jordan. Even though you got more rings than him. But still. Damn. But that's all right. Because my Tom Brady, you know, hard campaign will start up again next year. And I do have the symbol of that, you know, that movement. And maybe somebody in the NFL world that's listening to this right now will hear my pain and hear my voice and knock the holy hell out of Tom Brady. Just knock him out, black a dab. Just, oh, damn, Tom, I'm all right. You all right, man? You cool? Let me pick up your teeth. Something. Cause he just, oh God, he's like a freaking cockroach. He just comes out of everywhere. I'm tired of him. Ugh. Oh man. Anyway, but that's my word, ladies and gentlemen. The Chiefs are not bad. They just got their ass whooped badly. Don't mean they're bad. Don't mean they're not good anymore. Give them time. You know, Patrick had to get surgery and. You know, some of the players, they played all season and they're tired, just like anybody else would be. So they dropped the ball on this one, but they can always pick it up next year. And that's the way I'll leave it. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me tomorrow when I talk about something you may or may not like, and I will see you guys down the road. And just remember, even though you may not like the Chiefs, you may even like damn Tampa Bay. But next year, the only thing that you need to listen to, if you hear anything else I have to say, is that we need to have a Super Bowl without Tom fucking Brady. Damn. It's not Tom Brady Bowl. It's Super Bowl. That means anybody can go there, not just Tom Brady. Okay? Let's put it this way. Next year, let's put Tom Brady where he needs to be anyway. On his couch, watching the Super Bowl from this fucking $40 billion house. How about that? And if you are down with that, that's great. More power to you. We are all united in the hating of Tom Brady. Unless you live in Tampa or New England. Because I'm really tired of seeing him. I really am. He's so good. He's awful. okay? It's kind of like a whole, you know, you feel smart, you're stupid type of thing. That's what Tom Brady is. He's so good that he's just awful. I hate him. And he's like a, I mean, oh, just, oh, anyway. But anyway, folks, you have a nice night. See you guys down the road. Y'all have a nice night. Peace.